Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest this evening is Bruce Marciano. He was born in Orange County, California, the son of Italian descent, his mother Syrian. He began his career in 1984 with appearances in TV classics such as Columbo, L.A. Law, and Murder, She Wrote. If you don't remember Murder, She Wrote, it's because they only gave him in his first appearance there one line. But he got started in a secular career in show business as an actor. And then in 1989, something happened. He met Jesus. And as a result, his life has been changed. He's now portrayed Jesus in more films than any actor, and his film resume includes The Visual Bible, Apostle Peter, The Last Supper, and Overcomer. And so, Bruce, we welcome you to the broadcast.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute honor to be with you.
Now, you are going to be in a new series that's just launching. It's from our friends at Pure Flix, and folks can stream the Pure Flix programs on the web. I know that that can be done because I've done it. Tell us about this new series called The Encounter. What's your role, Bruce?
Well, as you, by your introduction, it's the role of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept of the show is Jesus intersecting people in the contemporary world in the midst of their struggles and challenges and questions about the Lord and directions of their lives. So some of your listeners will remember an old show called Touched by an Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same concept, except it bypasses the angels and it's just straight to the living God. So God face to face with people in today's world.
Now, you're not dressed up like a guy from 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. You appear as a contemporary human being.
Yes, the costume is updated, but the heart is exactly the same. It's interesting. I often get asked, you know, you play Jesus differently than you did in the original gospel film. No, the heart is exactly the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's just the costume that changes.
Yeah, and I think you're not making a theological statement here about Jesus appearing over and over in all kinds of places, but the idea of the reality that Jesus does show up in people's lives. You experience that yourself, not with a vision, but through the witness of people who had their lives changed by Jesus, and God eventually spoke to you as you were wrestling with, are you going to serve Universal Studios or are you going to serve me? God wanted your heart. He wanted your life. And in a very real sense, even though it wasn't a visual appearance of the Lord, God met with you that day on that hillside up above the Universal Studios, and God called you to himself, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I can remember the day like it was yesterday. It was July of 1989, and my budding career came to a grinding halt. And as you mentioned, many people had spoken God's word into my life. You know, back in those days, I would just roll my eyes like a lot of your listeners can remember before they came to Jesus.
Yep.
And And you get a little irritated and impatient, but you know the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
And it never returns void. And
yes.
All that came to fruit one day. I was standing on a hill overlooking Universal Studios, and it was as if the Lord Himself was asking me, Bruce, who's going to be your God? Mm-hmm. Who are you going to serve today? Mm-hmm. Are you going to serve your career down there, or are you going to serve me? And I literally got on my knees in the dirt and looked up heavenward and said, Jesus, you've got to save me.
Praise God.
And in that moment, we know He's very faithful.
Amen.
To explode through the door of our heart. And the next thing I knew, I was born again, a child of God, and just living life like I never imagined life could be.
Praise God. Now, how did you transition? I mean, did you then get a sandwich board and start walking up and down the sidewalk saying, I'd like to work in Christian films? How did you transition from a secular career into the Christian film industry?
You know, first of all, back in 1989, there really wasn't a Christian film industry. I actually did my first Christian film in 93. And mm-hmm. It was kind of, they were pioneering days back then.
Yep.
You know, the Lord just began to work on my heart through His Word, through tremendous leadership.
Praise God.
I'm so thankful I plugged into the pastorship of Dr. Jack Hayford.
Oh, yeah.
Into his church.
Wonderful guy.
And, oh, my goodness. We had church. Back in those days, oh, I long for those days. Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, Bible studies during the week. And through all of that, the Lord began to change my heart. And I can remember, because of my Syrian-Italian ancestry, my kind of dark looks, and I would play kind of smarmy guys. And I remember the Lord just clearly speaking to me, not in words, but in the ways He deals
yes.
With people, and just kind of nudging me, I don't want you to do that anymore.
Praise God.
To play, healthy characters. And He just began changing my heart. I began turning down shows and roles. In fact, I lost an agent almost immediately. She wanted me to audition for a show that in my short Christian life I just felt was just ungodly. So it happened very, very quickly.
Praise God.
And her response was to dump me. But little did I know the Lord had a future for me as an actor in films that glorify Him.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, Bruce, the ministry that I operate here in Tennessee works with kids from all over the country who've been through various types of trauma. Maybe they lost a parent to cancer. Maybe mom was killed in a car crash. Maybe dad went to prison, and now mom is working multiple jobs trying to keep the family together, and yet they're not able to be there for the child. Or maybe a grandparent couple is raising a child, and then grandpa gets leukemia, and now grandma's having to focus on his care, and somebody else needs to take care of that child. Kids come here from all around, but what they have in common is a family situation that has real problems that they did not create. The child didn't create the problems. You yourself had a troubled childhood, and you endured childhood abuse and some other issues. Looking back, how did you find healing?
You know, purely by the grace of God, and I don't say that as lip service or cliche. I grew up in a home. My mother was very, very violent. She had inherited this spirit from her father.
Mm-hmm.
She came out of an abusive background, and I mean seriously violent.
Yes.
My brother and I grew up walking on eggshells because at any moment things could turn very, very quickly. And I could go on and talk about the beatings I endured.
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward many years later, I'm born again. I'm very angry at my mother for for the way she robbed me of so much childhood and goodness. And the Lord, without having the hours to tell the story, the Lord just began to fill me with grace and spirit of forgiveness. He began to show me my mother apart from me. He began to reveal to me, yes, she's your mother, but she's also a person who grew up in a terrible home. And to make a long story short, he just washed away all that anger. He restored my confidence and my personal sense of well-being, and actually deposited in me a tremendous love for my mother. As my mother grew older, my father passed away in 2007, and her care fell into my hands. She passed away in 2018.
Wow.
And I'm very thankful to say that I saw the day when she, too, gave her life to Jesus.
Praise God.
And through all the beatings and everything, I can sit here today and tell you that I love and I miss my mother very, very much. And that's a work that only the living God can do.
Amen. Amen. So he's the one to run to.
200%. There's nowhere else to run. I mean, you can run into this corner and be entertained for an hour or feel good for a day. You know, you can busy yourself every day of your life, but it's always there. He's the only one that can completely wash these things away and rebuild you. You know, we're created in his image and likeness, and he's all about restoring us to that.
Amen. We've mentioned before on this broadcast the role that our mentors fill here at Ware's Valley Ranch. Each year, we provide up to 8 college-age students or recent graduates with an internship opportunity where they're able to live in one of the 4 homes for children and be actively involved as instruments in the Lord's hands. In order to help provide clarity to God's potential calling on your life, please consider serving him as a residential mentor. We invite you to join us for our 3rd Prospective Mentor Mountain Retreat this April 3rd through 5th. During the retreat, you'll have the opportunity to see our beautiful campus here in the Smokies, learn about the residential mentor role, meet our staff and students, and get a glimpse into our intentional Christian community. For more information, please email employment@wvr.org, and you can find out how you can register for this cost-free event.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand.
Folks, we're continuing now our conversation with Bruce Marciano. Grateful to get to talk with him. You had a role in the Visual Bible series, which was popular in the 90s. How did that role change your life?
You know, we don't have enough hours to answer that question. I was born again in 89, and I was a serious believer. But it wasn't until I had to portray Jesus that I stopped, if you will, and really began to seek him in terms of trying to understand him, in terms of trying to know him. My prayer life dramatically changed from, Lord, help me with this, help me with that, to, Lord, I need you. I need to understand you. And, we can just be confident. I think of the scripture, when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found.
Amen.
And in short, I just discovered Jesus like I never imagined, in a depth of love and compassion and care and intimacy. Intimacy and involvement in my life and his hope for my life. And if I can, the way I put it is I fell in love with Jesus. I returned from the 3 months of working on that film, and I was just a transformed man. My career was never the same. I was a bit lost. I didn't know what to do with this new heart I had.
Yep.
And little did I know the Lord had a ministry life ahead of me.
Praise the Lord. Well, now, I know that there are some precious believers besides you there in Hollywood, but suffice it to say, the general consensus is that not everyone in Hollywood shares your faith. How have you kept your faith strong and unwavering while still remaining as a working actor in the Hollywood community?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's a pretty hostile environment, mm-hmm. and the last few years, the hostility has just dramatically accelerated and increased.
Mm-hmm.
I can point to three things. One, obviously, a solid church family.
Yes.
That I can come. It's like a haven of rest for me. And then I'll point to my wife and children. I mean, my wife is just very grounding and an intensely practical woman that just draws my feet right to the ground over and over. And then I'll also just say that, you know, the reason I'm hesitating is I don't want to sound like I'm Mr. Mighty Man of God, but I will tell you that I just spend hours in prayer.
Praise
every
God.
Week. I wake up in the morning and I grab my coffee and I'll go out to the patio before anyone is up, and I'll sit there for a good 2 hours just praying, just talking to the Lord, reading the Word, and I would point to that as one of the you know, foundations.
Amen.
Of my life and how I'm able to navigate.
Yes, yes. There, you know, if I had to make a 2-hour speech, especially to God, I would find that incredibly demoralizing. I don't think I could do it, and I don't think God would be interested. In fact, I think His Word makes it pretty clear He's not interested in that. But the idea of having a 2-hour conversation with my father, who loves me, with whom I'm on excellent terms because of what Jesus did for me. I'm not on excellent terms with him because of something I did. I'm on excellent terms with my father because of what my older brother did in order to make me righteous in God's sight. And so having a 2-hour conversation with God, now that's not daunting. That's a privilege. That's a privilege, isn't it?
It's such a privilege. And, you know, sometimes I'll just, it's just a matter of being curled up at his feet, if I can mm-hmm. put it that way. You know, just chatting with my daddy, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
Sometimes just crying my eyes out and saying, Lord, I don't understand this, and I don't understand that. You know, just being with my daddy. And it's become... You know, if I can put it this way, that's become my addiction.
Mm.
If I have a busy day, and sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'm out the door, I've missed that time with the Lord in the morning, and my day is completely off the rest of the day. It's just become a real cornerstone for me.
Mm-hmm. One of the reformers said that he always got up in time to have an hour with the Lord. And he said, now, there are some days that I know are going to be very difficult and very busy, and so I get up earlier and have 2 hours with the Lord.
Yeah, now, that's profound as it gets.
Yeah, so I thought that's a good description.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we need it.
Any understanding of the need for just complete dependence on Him. And
Amen.
How that's so much more valuable than anything else we can invest time in. We just need to run to Him.
Amen. Now, Bruce, tell us, you have some other projects you're working on. What else is going on besides the Encounter series?
Well, right now I'm in the middle of producing a verse-by-verse film of the Gospel according to John. It's been a long-standing vision of mine, and in November, we were finally able to get the cameras rolling, and we're on a little bit of a hiatus now, And we've got another 100 pages of the script, which is the gospel, mm-hmm. verse by verse, to film. So that's my baby right now, if you will. And, you know, that very first visual Bible film that I did
yes.
was word for word, the Gospel of Matthew.
Yes.
And I learned very quickly the power of God's word.
Amen.
Mixed with the media presentation. So that's where I'm at right now.
That's great. That's great. And where can we find out more information about you?
My website has all the information, and it's just my name, brucemarciano.com. That's Marciano with a C-H.
Okay. And now, some people are not familiar. I know some of my listeners are very tech-savvy, but we have other listeners who say, what is streaming? If folks want to stream this series, The Encounter, they need to go to Pure Flix to do that, don't they? That is PureFlix.com. Is that right?
That's 100% correct. And I'm so thankful for their streaming service. You know, like everybody, you turn on your television and you see things that are not born of God.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that window of godliness and family values, it's rapidly closing. But PureFlix stands as that one service that I'm aware of where you can sit your children in front of the TV and walk away and have zero concern about what they're going to see. So I would really encourage your listeners, pureflix.com.
Folks, that is the group that brought us films, including the God's Not Dead series, Woodlawn, which actually was one of my favorites, Do You Believe?, and Unplanned. These folks are committed to really producing things that are excellent production quality, and therefore I always look forward to seeing what they're going to do next. I have in my time seen some Christian films that were very well-intentioned, and that's the kindest thing I can say about them. But Pure Flix really endeavors to do things for the glory of God with excellence, and God has blessed them with a cadre of people, not only on the other side of the camera, but in front of the camera as well. And so I'm very thankful to recommend them, happy for what they do. I've been, my wife and I have been hosting some of the girls from the ranch at our house on weekends, and they always ask if they can watch something, you know, can we watch a video? And we go in the den, and I'm able to pull up Pure Flix. Pure Flix is a dependable source. And that, again, if you have questions about that, say, I didn't get that. Well, you can call us, 866-41-ABIDE. Leave a message saying, I need someone to call me up and explain this. We'll do it. But and by the way, just in case you wonder, we don't get paid anything by Pure Flix for saying that they're good. Bruce doesn't send me a kickback from his new John series. And it's not the way this works. We're telling you this because we want to encourage you with resources that will strengthen your walk with God. And our brother Bruce is one who is serious about his faith, and we're grateful for the ministry God's given him. You can find, as I have, other videos of him sharing his testimony and so forth online. He gave you his website, but just Google him. You'll find him. And he's out there. And if you say, what does Google mean? Well, you need to call our toll-free number on your rotary phone. And we'll be glad to help you out. So God bless you. Bruce, we're thankful for your ministry. If you ever make it to East Tennessee, I want you to come visit the kids here at the ranch.
That would be an absolute blessing and honor. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, Bruce. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.